You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And God is doing a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Open up our eyes. When we look around, we can see the move of God. God is moving everywhere. Not because God is everywhere. Think about this, Pastor Dan. He's omnipresent. We serve an omnipresent God. So he's not only moving in one little corner. He's moving throughout the entire universe. God is at work. Jesus says, I work because my Father is always work. So God is at work everywhere. And so we rejoice on this Tuesday morning.
Our topic all this week is loving difficult people. Yes, that is a great topic that we need at this time, loving difficult people. Why should we love difficult people? Because the Bible commands us to. Jesus teaches us. He instructs us to. So our opening text yesterday was in Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 through 48. And we'll just revisit 44 and 45. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. So Jesus, he is teaching us here to love our enemies, love those who are difficult to love.
Yes.
Because that's the true test of our genuine Christian-like love.
Yes.
How we love others. That's the identifying mark of how people will know that we are his disciples, how we love one another.
Yes. And notice, the true test of Christian love is not how we treat our friend. Mm-hmm. The true test of Christian love is not how we treat our friends. The true test is how we treat difficult people. Because mm-hmm. it's easy to be kind to my friend. Mm-hmm. But it's not easy to be kind to someone who is difficult. Someone who is rude. It's not easy there. Mm-hmm. And that's when we know that we are walking in that radical love mm-hmm. that Jesus is talking about.
And we can use it a measuring within ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we know how we used to react, right, outside of Christ. And then when we see that change of heart operating through us, even when people are difficult, we're a witness of our own transformation to ourselves.
Yes.
Because we know, well, something has got a hold of me because I wouldn't normally react with such grace.
Yeah.
I wouldn't normally react with such compassion. I wouldn't normally give them this other chance or this nice side of me
right.
when they're acting like that. So we know it's a witness then also to ourselves that the love of God is working through us. When we see how our responses to difficult people, difficult situations change as we continue to grow in the love and grow in the grace of God.
Look, now go back, because you read that on Monday, to verse 43.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 43.
You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
Hmm.
But I say to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus shock. This was a shock treatment. Mm-hmm. When Jesus opened up like that, in verse, he says, when Jesus says, you have heard, mm-hmm. they all heard it. You have heard that you should love your neighbor. Oh, man, yes, Jesus, we know. We do. And he says, it also says, you have heard to hate your enemy. And you all did.
Mm-hmm.
You love your neighbor. You love your friend. Mm-hmm. You love those, like I give you a list of people. Mm-hmm. Jesus says, you love those that agree with you. You love those that support you. You love mm-hmm. those that appreciate you. You love those that treat you kindly. And you hate those that don't agree with you. You hate those that don't support you. You hate those that you call enemy. Now, I'm telling you, love them. That's a radical kind of love. And that was, I look at it, how shocked these Jesus listeners were. How shocked that, but here he says that. So here Jesus announced to them that they need to go love their enemy. Go love that person that was rude. Go love that person that was ungrateful. Go love that person that was offensive. Go love that person that is so difficult to deal with. Jesus, he said, here's what I'm telling you to go do. Go do it. Why? Why? He says, go do it. He says, you have to do it, not that you might do it. It's a radical command of love.
It's very different from the law.
That's right.
The law which they were taught and the law which they lived, which was very, you know, no gray.
Yeah.
It was black and white. You're either with me or you're cut off.
Yeah.
You're either blessed or you are cursed.
Yeah.
And not just you, but from generation to generation to generation, they would instill the law the way that they dealt with one. It would be passed on from generation to generation.
Yeah.
So if they didn't like your mama, if they didn't like your grandmama, if they didn't like your great, 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 every consequence was then also delivered onto you. But it's not so through Jesus Christ. It's not so. So he had to teach them the difference now between the law, that which they had learned, and the love which he has come to pour out on humanity.
Yes. And notice, we memorize this scripture without the context and content of it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. That he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved the world, that means he loved who? A certain group? No. There it is right there.
Yeah.
For God so loved the world that he what? Gave his only son to the world, to everyone. Not a particular group, not the church-going, lovable people, but to everyone. He loved everyone. At the foot of the cross, there's equal space there. There's not, there is, Pastor Dad, this is just awesome. Right here we said. At the foot of the cross, there is equal space. There's room for me, there's room for you. You know, we're going in a room or in a tight space, and it could only hold 50 people, so you push it to get. Well, the cross is not like that. It extends to everybody.
Yeah.
I don't have to push away no one. There's a space for me there. there's a space for you.
Yeah.
There's a space. Oh, that is beautiful this morning.
It's the illustration to really think about it, because when you're in an aerial view, when you're going up in a plane, you can no longer see what's higher than what. Right? Yeah. Everything is equal.
That's right.
So we have Jesus now at the, he's at the cross, looking down at the foot of the cross, and everything's been equalized.
Yeah.
There's no hierarchy. There's no system. That with the law, it was a hierarchical system that they had in place. It was a caste system. These people stay over here, and those people don't come over here. And there was separation based off of race, based off of location, based off of the way people in the family have treated the things of God in the past. But now through Jesus Christ, it says that there's no partiality, that it's all equal. So there's no hierarchy. All that stuff was taken away through Christ. All that of the law was taken away through the love of Christ. Right. So we can't say, well, this person's, you know, lower than me, or this person's better than me. No, because we are all the same now.
Yeah, because that's what the love is. And that's what Jesus, that's the radical love that Jesus was teaching his followers to have, to possess this love, to possess this radical love. And not the love that it has been said, love your enemy. Because love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That's easy to do. It's easy to love my neighbor. My neighbor is good to me. But and it's easy to hate my enemy. And I can justify that. He's a bad person. He's an enemy. Yeah, I'm not talking to that person. I will have nothing to do with them. No, Jesus says, Dad, I want you to love that person. And I want you to do that. Go pray. I love that. Pray for them. I want you to pray for that person. I want you to pray the grace of God that you experience, that you have received upon that person that you don't love. That is hard to love. That's it. That's the word I'm looking for this morning. It's hard to love. Yes.
Ultimately, we're one church, and there's many people, and one Savior.
Come on.
So we are all equalized through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are all elevated just the same through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we must love difficult people.
Yeah.
And there's also benefits to loving difficult people. Because then we realize within ourselves our own areas, our rough edges that we have to smooth out. Yeah. Right, because difficult people can reveal our spiritual condition.
Yeah.
So when we're being rubbed the wrong way, we got to find out why within ourselves are we being in that? Are we having that reaction?
Yeah.
Why are we taking a posture of hate, or taking a posture of bitterness, or taking a posture of offense when we should be ultimately standing in the posture of love? So when we are interacting with difficult people in different circumstances, it also causes us then to reflect inwardly, are we demonstrating the love of Christ? And if not, why? Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.